Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was so amazed to find out about this particular lyric to this song. And everybody has seen this movie once or twice, maybe historically. It's a pretty old movie now, maybe not. And it's about witches and good witch and a bad witch. The thing about a good witch and a bad witch, what they both have in common is they're both witches.
Hello.
So in the church, there are no witches, you know. And they might be in your midst, but not they're not in the family.
Right.
And remember that we had a couple situations. Anyway, so then, what are you doing back here with candles in the back of this building?
Ooh.
Anyway, so we won't talk about that.
Really.
And but remember, there's a song because they were defeating this one particular. It's kind of maybe a little humorous to you, maybe, but we're going to tell you the lyrics of it, and the lyrics are pretty amazing to it. But these munchkin little folks were getting tormented and oppressed by this evil witch. And you think, well, that's so ridiculous. Well, have you been around your community lately? Have you seen the church being tormented and hidden out, and they're scared half to death about, you know, what darkness will do, or you know, maybe they're casting a few spells themselves. I don't know. But the fact is like, you know, and so they were hiding out, and they would not even come out because of the threat of this particular oppression. And so all of a sudden, I guess a house or something fell on the evil witch, and she dried up because I think water touched her. Was it water or something like that? I can't remember.
No, when are we talking about?
I think it was water.
Well, yeah.
What?
The first one died under the house.
Yeah.
When Dorothy's house landed on, killed their sister.
Uh-huh.
So the evil witch of the West, she's the one that died of water at the end of the movie.
We're talking about The Wizard of Oz, the movie.
Correct.
Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. And so in the context of this, you know, we're finding out, it's like, Mike, somebody had some insight who wrote this movie, this
right.
book. It was a book. And it seems like some spiritual insight in dealing with, you know, witchcraft and Jezebel. Mm-hmm. And this witch really represents Jezebel. And when the house fell on one witch, which is interesting that the house of God, you know, falls and kills one, but then the water, the washing of the water, the holy water, you know, touches another one, and then that one just shrivels up and goes away. But they were too scared to confront her. They didn't want to confront her. They were scared because she held this power and that type of thing. And so they waited, and of course, eventually she got confronted. That's how it ended. But when it ended, they began to dance around and sing this song, and I thought it was pretty interesting. And you can hear the Munchkins sing it first. And then we want to kind of just read these lyrics. I know this is kind of maybe humorous to you, but if you understand the authority being seduced and how the authority has to verify the and all these different dimensions of it being removed from a society so you can be free, it's pretty interesting. As a matter of fact, listen up.
The wicked old witch at last is dead. Munchkin City, in the county of the land of Oz, I welcome you most regally.
But we've got to verify it regally to see
if she
is morally, ethically,
spiritually, physically,
positively, absolutely,
undeniably, and reliably dead.
runner, I'm a stubber. I thoroughly examined her, and she's not only merely dead, she's really most sincerely dead. Then this is a day of independence for all the Munchkins and their descendants, if any. Yes, let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch, wicked witch.
Amazing when you think about that, although it's kind of humorous, and that's what we like to do, is kind of have a little fun with things that are going on so we can understand it. But this is pretty profound. I mean, these Munchkins are saying, ding dong, the witch is dead. And understand that Revelation chapter 2 talks about the church of Thyatira and how they tolerate Jezebel, who calls herself a person who hears from God, and she misleads God's people into all these wrong things. God's going to deal with her. But people that get free from her have authority because she seduced their authority. And you think about it, they went through the entire process of making sure, how does a community or a county get free from this Jezebelic Ahab type principality that kind of locks down the people like Munchkins. And you think about it, they said the witch is dead, but they wanted to verify it. The mayor comes out and says, of the county of the land of Oz, I welcome this most regularly, but we need to verify it legally, ethically, physically, morally, undeniably. And then the coroner has to come out and make sure the spirit's gone, make sure this thing is dead. The freedom came. The freedom came when they realized it was over. And understand this, that our God is greater than anything spiritually that could be done. So I just want to say, you know, that proclaim, this is the Lord has shown me, that God's going to deal with this Jezebel spirit that's over his church and holding his people down. We are not Munchkins. We're sons and daughters of God. And we're going to be free to be able to celebrate and move in the authority God called us to be. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.